I think I would define a rebel woman as someone who defies social norms, so maybe is the first to do something.
To me, a rebel woman is someone who goes against the grain, but more specifically, it's that she sees the path she wants to take and takes it.
I think a rebel woman challenges the expectations of a predominantly masculine world.
How do you define a rebel woman? Is it to be awarded over 150 caps for England Lionesses and being on the winning squad for the Euros 2022?
And now Jill Scott, and there we have it. England are on the way.
Is it to be a multi-Brit award-winning singer? Is it to be the chief news correspondent for the BBC, being one of the first women to report from war zones around the world?
After hours of shooting and facing a line of troops, the crowd is still here.
Or is it to be heroic in the efforts of saving the lives of dozens of Jewish people during the Holocaust?
You two Cook sisters went in there time and again and brought people out because your hearts were touched. Otherwise, they died.
The Rebel Women of Sunderland is a project that shines a light on the lives of remarkable women from Sunderland who have done remarkable things. It was inspired by the popular children's book, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. Nominations for Rebel Women of Sunderland were crowdsourced through social media with over 100 nominations of inspirational women of the city. Every year on International Women's Day, more Rebel Women are unveiled. And this year, we're unveiling Rebel Women of Sunderland, the podcast. Across the first series, you're going to hear from rebel women within the worlds of writing, music, and sport. So let's go. According to a report by the Women and Equalities Committee in UK Parliament, women are underrepresented in key roles in the music industry. Positions of authority, from senior leadership through to roles in A&R and production, have historically been more likely to be occupied by men. This is reflected in the unequal representation of female artists signed to major record labels, in airtime, streaming, and as headliners at music festivals. These notions of the music industry being heavily male-dominated can be seen here in Sunderland, but there are women in our region who are changing this.
My name's Katie Anderson.
I'm Dr. Betty Allen.
I'm Izzy.
Hi, I'm Lily.
My name's Lauren.
I'm Isabel Maria.
When I was younger, I did, like, pick up loads of instruments, I guess.
Katie Anderson is a bassist and currently plays bass in Tom A. Smith's band.
Nothing serious. I was a bit rubbish at everything. Played ukulele for a bit, like everyone. But nothing really stuck. And then it was sort of like the end of high school. They were looking for someone to play bass and no one wanted to play bass. And I just thought it was proper cool. Because I used to go to loads of gigs and stuff and I always thought the bassist was the coolest. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then I just did a little bit in school, but I literally, like, didn't know any songs or anything. Like, I didn't know how to play anything. I just, like, played what I was told. And then I went to, like, do the open days for, like, A-levels and that, and I couldn't do A-level music because I'd done a B-tech, so I didn't know enough. So then I wasn't allowed to do that. So then I was like, I really want to do music. I'll just give it a go. So I decided I would go and do Gateshead College so that I could still do it. And I was like, if I finish college and nothing's came of it, I'll do something else. Because I was like, is this worth putting loads and loads of time into? So that was when I, like, proper started, was just college. And I always tell everyone, even though it's a bit embarrassing, like, School of Rock, watching that, was, like, the main influence of starting to do bass, I think, because I just thought she was dead cool in it. Even though it's School of Rock and it seems daft, it's just something that clicked, I guess.
Well, you know what they say, if you can't see it, you can't be it. Somebody who is creating this space for women is Dr. Becky Allen, who's a lecturer in computer science at the University of Sunderland and is one of the founders of North East Sound Women.
I really wanted to build a community of like-minded individuals and also kind of selfishly as well learn a few more skills within the area. And I'd heard about Yorkshire Sound Women Network, and they had a scheme called Permission to Play, which was helping out different regional groups to set up their own sound network. So with the support from Yorkshire Sound Women, and I reached out to a number of different people who were working within the North East, and the group is created alongside Julie Bartley from Roland Audio and Lisa Murphy, who does lots of different things. She has Access Music Production, she does a lot of stuff with The Sage. So the three of us kind of came together to start a community, really, of like-minded individuals to kind of find out the different people who are working in the area, provide opportunities for skill sharing, opportunities for socialising. We've had a couple of meetups in Sunderland, in Newcastle and in Stockton, and we're hoping to get started with some of the workshops after summer. It's for anyone who is interested in sound, but more of the technology side of things. And one of the things that we noticed when we did the groups was there was a lot of kind of imposter phenomenon among the participants, in that often they were, you know, like fully producing their own music, but they didn't want to call themselves a producer, or they were often a bit intimidated by some of the environments because they're going into recording studios, stuff like that. And it was really about sharing experiences and sharing skills and developing confidence within that supportive environment. So the workshops that we're going to do will enable people just to have a go at something within a nice, supportive environment.
Another community project that is creating a safe, supportive environment for young female musicians is the Young Musicians Project.
I'm Izzy. I've been coming to YMP for 2 years now.
Hi, I'm Lily. I've actually been coming to YMP as long as Izzy has, because we sat on the red sofa in the back of Dave Bruce's studio the first day and we said to each other, are you here for the same reason? Because you're too scared to talk to each other. And now we're best friends. So that's me, and I've been here 2 years.
I'd had basically no idea what YMP was, and it was suggested by a family friend who like knew the group. And I just thought, oh, well, I'll give it a go and I'll go along and see what happens. Because I always wanted to do more with music, but it's like, it's hard to know how to take like a further step. So it was just by chance, really. And I'm sort of really lucky to have found it.
What made me want to join? The fact that it's got really good people in it. And at the time, I wasn't really doing much music-wise. I was more into musical theatre. So when I had the opportunity to go back into music, I was like, let's go. And then I'll get to work with Dave Bruce. And now I work with Dave Bruce, and I'm mind blown. I don't know how to say this, but it's not feeling the same when every conversation ends with the house in flames. I think it's time that I step away. I'll try to pass the day, but as every hour goes by, I'll cry without your hand in mine.
Just in general, it's really hard to sort of just jump into the music industry, like unknowingly of what sort of goes on and how it works. So I think it's just really lovely to have like support around you that makes it so much less daunting to sort of jump into that kind of world. And I think just as a young woman as well in the music industry, to have support of other women as well who've sort of made it in the industry is really inspiring and encouraging to have around.
I think the staff are very, as I've said before, very, very supportive. And they're very understanding, very open, very easy to get along with. But they'll also like bend over backwards for anyone. So I don't really think it's necessarily beneficial for females. I think it's just beneficial for everyone. Like I feel uncomfortable sitting here and being like, it's great for the girls because of this. It's great for everyone. And I think it's helped a whole lot of people with not just music, but just everything.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Isabel Maria, and I've been coming to the Musicians Project for about 2 years now, since I was 14. I did a workshop at the Sage with them, and then I really enjoyed that, so I wanted to keep coming, and I haven't really left. I guess I didn't want to show anyone anything that I'd done before until I came here, and it was kind of so encouraged, and now I'm showing everyone who'll possibly listen, so that's good. It's not praised enough, like, how much they do for people in Sunderland and outside of Sunderland, and I just think everyone should know that they're great.
My name's Lauren. I've been coming here since around May, June 2022, just primarily doing singing and songwriting. Well, I started songwriting through Young Musicians, like it enabled that. And also just learning different instruments, like the bass guitar I learned here. So it's just great to have the environment where you can grow as a person within your own style and what you want to do, but also have that the people around you to be able to do something else. So having that equal opportunity and equal basis, I've noticed a lot more equality in the people like coming out of it and the results coming out of it and the opportunities to perform. Without this, I know even myself, if it wasn't for YMP, I would have completely given up my dream to like do singing in public and create music and lend my voice and just do covers and stuff, just because it was like, oh, it's not worth it. It's too male dominated, or there's not many opportunities for me anymore.
Although Katie Anderson didn't go to YMP, Tom A. Smith did, and Katie recognises the importance of creating equal opportunities within the music industry for people in the Northeast.
I love it here, and I know that after uni it's I want to come back and I want to stay here, and I've got like ideas in my head about, you know, doing more music stuff in the Northeast. It looks like it's not going as well with the music scene at the moment. It seems like the venues are dropping off and there's not as much to go and see, and the Northeast gets missed off out of a lot of tour lists and that, and I just hope that it comes back, because it was great when I was growing up. I was going to gigs like every week and it was always really fun, and I just think it has dropped off a bit, but it'll come back. We've got it. And I think the Sunderland music scene's growing a lot as well, and I see a lot more artists coming out of Sunderland, and it's good to see.
Although Katie wants to bring more tours to the Northeast, the report carried out by the Women and Equalities Committee in UK Parliament expresses that sexual harassment can be rife in these environments. Katie discusses her experiences of being the only woman in the band whilst on tour.
At first, I didn't really think anything of it, and to be honest, I think I've done quite well with like avoiding all of the negative things that come with it. I haven't experienced many negative things, and I think I've sort of been met with a lot of support and stuff, especially like with Tom's fan base and that. They all seem to love us, like not to be up myself, but they enjoy my performance, and I feel that support between the fan base and the band, and like going away and stuff with them all. They all like look after us, they look out for us, they know what happens, they know how things can go and how people can be inappropriate and stuff, and I feel supported that they put a stop to it, kind of thing. I never get anything really bad. There's been a few people who've been a bit, you know, over familiar or touchy or whatever, and like it shouldn't happen, but it does. But Tom's always like very quick to be like, right, come on, let's go back inside. I do have that bit of worry where it's like, do people fully respect me? Like, would I have more respect if I was a man? it's hard to think, because it's, I am a girl, so you don't really know, but yeah, it's kind of fine. I mean, I did have this one time where I think it was Portsmouth or something, and I stood watching the support, and some guy came over and was like, "Oh, you're here with the band?" And I was like, "I'm in the headline band." And they're like, "What, do you play keyboard or something?" And I was like, "Why is keyboard the female instrument all of a sudden?" And I was like, "Oh no, I play bass." And he was like, "What, so you're gonna be like on the stage?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then like 2 minutes later, he's over at Tom going, "Is that your girlfriend? I won't tell anyone." And I was like, "What on earth is going on here?" Like, it was just so bizarre that like you think it's all fine and you never experience it. And then you get that and you're like, "What?" Like, it's so odd that people just do that.
Katie has also felt looked down on by male technicians when sound checking before gigs.
Not all the time, but I do sense it sometimes. And I don't know if it's like because it's already in my head that I feel like people are going to think, "Oh, she doesn't know what she's doing." And it might just be like already in my head about it. But I did go in not knowing a lot, so that made it a bit worse. Because now I know a bit more because I've done it for like 2 years now. But like at first, I literally didn't have a clue. But now I sort of know what I'm doing. I notice it a bit more where they're like trying to do things for you. Or like they're like, "Is your bass turned up?" And I'm like, come on. I've done this for 2 years. That's not why it's not working. I have turned it up.
The Women and Equalities Committee report also explains that music technology courses show a stark gender imbalance, reflecting the lack of female representation in the production workforce. This is why having networks like North East Sound Women is so important, as Dr. Becky Allen explains.
I can think of some prominent women within music tech, but that's purely based off the network, really, and reaching out to that community. I think there are more women getting a foot in the door and getting paid work opportunities, really, which is the most important thing. And one of the things that I definitely struggled with when I finished my undergraduate degree and kind of led us into the path of academia is that I couldn't, all I wanted to be was a sound engineer in a studio. That's what I really wanted to do at the time. And there was just no opportunities. I couldn't get a foot in the door at all. And I think through a lot of the work that the women are doing who are working in the industry within the North East, I think hopefully, and hopefully through North East Sound Women as well, there is more of an opportunity to kind of get a foot in the door and get some, because it's all about experience, basically, and proving that you have those skills. So yeah, I think one of the great things, especially about the women who are working in music tech in the North East, is that we like to bring other people along. So if you get an opportunity, it's like, or if I hear of an opportunity, I'm very quick to share that with other people if I can't make it. And I think it's all about kind of, if you get a little bit of a foot in the door, opening it for other people and bringing in as many people as you can and kind of widening that opportunity.
Dr. Becky Allen is passionate about North East Sound Women and giving people the opportunity to get involved with sound tech. But throughout her studies and her work, she's been making waves in various different areas of the music world.
So I went to college when I was 17 and I did music performance. So I also play guitar. So I did music performance and I did music tech. And it was the music tech side that I really loved. I liked the performance stuff, but I really liked being in the recording studio. I really liked doing live sound engineering. So I did that and then I went on and did an undergraduate degree in music technology. And as part of that, we looked a bit more in depth at the technology. We did a bit of coding, a bit of programming. And I really enjoyed that. So then I went and did a master's in computer science. And that's kind of when I really took a deep dive into the technology and was really interested in artificial intelligence in general, kind of what that might mean for society as a whole. So then I did a PhD in artificial intelligence, but that was more related to education. And then after that, I was kind of coming back to combine and kind of my original love of music technology with artificial intelligence. And some of the things that I'm interested in, kind of off the back of the PhD as well, is how we can use sound within education. So I look at sonification, so how we can represent complex ideas and complex data sets using sound, so how we can embed that within education, multimodal representation of complex ideas. And alongside that, looking at the importance of AI literacy and whether we could incorporate sound and sonification to help improve general AI literacy. And then that somehow ended up back at kind of accessible digital musical instruments and all aspects of artificial intelligence and music. So whether that is looking at the recommendation algorithm in Spotify and the impact that might have on musicians and on who's represented within the music scene, and then looking at generative AI and what that might mean for musicians, what that might mean in the future about the music business, but then also a deep dive into the technical side of things and how we can use AI as kind of a co-creator, and we can use it for creative purposes. Because I think my whole ethos to artificial intelligence and music is that the human and the musician should very much be in the loop, and they should very much be in charge of the AI and what it's doing, and it should only be there as a tool.
But even after studying and being highly qualified within her field, Becky has still faced challenges when working in a male-dominated industry.
Based on my experiences as a woman within male-dominated areas, you often have to kind of prove yourself at every step, and you often have to go above board to show that, oh, I do have these skills, I do know about it. Even within computer science, that's still a very much a male-dominated area, and part of us thought that, oh, well, when I get my PhD, then, well, I am considered an expert in my field, and I kind of naively thought that that would, you know, help things, and people would immediately think, oh, well, she knows what she's talking about. But that is still, that's not the case. People still kind of ask really daft questions. I'll get asked, oh, well, do you know how to code? Do you know how to program? And it's like, yeah, I have a PhD in artificial intelligence. I know what I'm doing. And I think it's exactly the same within music tech, or like I said, within any kind of male-dominated area. You often really have to prove yourself and prove your knowledge in a way that I think that sometimes men don't have to. I think you really have to kind of show, like, well, no, I know what I'm doing. And that can be really difficult, especially if it's not a comfortable environment, and you feel a bit like a space invader in that anyway. It's very difficult, and it takes a lot to kind of push through and be like, actually, no, I do know what I'm doing. And through the North East Sound Women Network, it's been great just to kind of share those experiences that everyone has. There's people who've been working in the industry for years. There's people who are kind of just setting out in this area. And it's great to hear people's experiences, and also people who are like super confident and are like, actually, no, I'll just call it out, or I'll just say, no, I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I think, yeah, it's all about sharing experiences and gaining confidence and gaining those kind of skills to be able to deal with situations like that.
The Rebel Women Project's just, it's vital, isn't it? Especially in places like Sunderland, and places where, you know, you're not always pushed in the way of culture and doing things like that. You've got to have these role models. You've just got to. Like, how can anyone know that there's things that they can do if you don't see it? Like, you don't see these things happening and you don't have anything to follow. I just think it's really important.
I think it's just really nice to, like, highlight women who are doing really cool things in Sunderland, and people who I hadn't necessarily heard of as well, and kind of finding out a bit about Sunderland's history, but also people now who are kind of making waves and doing stuff. It raises awareness of particular issues that still may be existing, but it also promotes people and the interesting things that people are doing within the area. And within North East Sound Women, it's all about just building that community and building that sense of opportunity for different people, and signposting and advertising people's skills, really. And I think with Rebel Women of Sunderland as well, it's all about raising awareness and highlighting some of the really cool stuff that women within Sunderland are doing.
Rebel Women has uncovered women of history, told the stories of the greats, and highlighted some remarkable women to come out of the region. But what are the hopes for future Rebel Women?
I guess I hope that girls just get to do what they want to do. Just find something that you enjoy and make a job out of it, make a living, make sure you've got a roof over your head and you're happy, and just something that you're not going to get bored doing or unhappy. That's the main hope. I think that's just what everyone deserves and should just be like that anyways. Shouldn't have to fight for it, shouldn't have to go out of your way for it. Should just be able to do what you like and enjoy it. I mean, it would be great that you could just go about your day and not be like, why is that weird man staring at us? And it should be like that. And, you know, hopefully it ends up being like that. But it is sort of the way it is. And you've just got to have people around you that support you and look out for you and don't undermine you when you say that you're uncomfortable. They don't go, oh, you're being dramatic. And they just take you out of it, or they have a word, and it just should be like that. And like the education of everyone, not just girls, oh, make sure you don't do this and look out for yourself. Why we're not also telling the boys? I'm really glad that I've got my band that do get it, and they do know that it happens, and they're not just like, what? Like, there was a guy, and it was so odd. It was just going like, I want a picture with just the guitarist. And I was like, I don't even play guitar. Have you even watched the gig? And Tom was like, you don't need one. And I was like, oh my God, thank the Lord. Like, he's like, yeah, you don't need one, mate. He's like, come on. I was like, no. He's like, I want to stand next to the guitarist in the group photo. And I was like, again, I play bass. Also, why are you doing that? And like, putting your arm around us. And I'm like, what, do you have to touch us? No, you don't. But again, I haven't experienced a lot of it, but also I've only been doing it for like 2 years. So in the grand scheme of things, it probably shouldn't have happened at all, never mind a couple. But lots of people are speaking up about it now, and you see a lot of things of like safe spaces at gigs, and you see the posters, and you're inclined to go and tell someone rather than just put up with it now. And it's all moving positively, I think. So hopefully in the next 10 years or so, it won't happen.
Rebel Women of Sunderland, the podcast, is a University of Sunderland and We Make Culture production. Produced by Lottie Steele and Grace McDonough, music by the Rebel Women students at the Northern Academy of Music Education, and presented by me, Bobby Bunker. For more information about the project, head to the link in the show notes.